Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by our Waterford librarians, Tracy McEnany and Jenny Loughran. You're very welcome. Going to
Thank
pick
you.
Your brains again about what you're reading and what we might like to read. I just finished Anthony Horowitz's book last night, Close to Death. Have you come across it yet?
Haven't come across it yet.
It's just fascinating how he writes himself
Love
into the book and fictionalises himself.
Oh.
Really enjoyed it. Really good book, but I need another one now, so that's why you're here. So, Tracy, crime, you've told us before, one of the most popular genres for library readers. So you have a couple of bloodthirsty books for us.
I've got The Mother, T.M. Logan. This was published in 2023. Heather wakes up to find her husband, Liam, dead in the bed. He's murdered. She's accused of the murder, sent to prison for 10 years. Now she's out and she wants to find out the truth. Could not put this book down. Absolutely fantastic. He's got another book, The Dream Home, out since February 2024, but I haven't read that, but it's on my to-be-read pile.
Okay, so that's called The Mother by T.M. Logan.
T.M. Logan, fantastic.
Okay, that's one. I'm going to get that. That's on my list.
Yeah.
That's made it.
Now, another one on your list. Oh, you love this. A List of Suspicious Things, Jenny Godfrey. It's been out since February 2024. I blame the marketing. I don't think it's marketed enough. You don't see it in very many places, but you're hearing about it now, which is the best place to hear about books. It's about Miv and Sharon. They're best friends. They're 12 years of age. They're living in a small town in Yorkshire. It's the 1970s, so it's the time of the Yorkshire Ripper. And Miv thinks that her father is going to move down south to for the safety, you know, to avoid the Yorkshire Ripper. So she thinks that the only way to ensure that they don't move away is to solve who is the Yorkshire Ripper. So everybody in the community is a suspect. So, but it reveals a lot of secrets about of the community. So it's oh, brilliant.
The List of Suspicious Things by Jenny Godfrey. But that's an adult book, right?
It's an adult. It's a debut.
Okay.
And it's really, really good.
That's by Jenny Godfrey. Now, Jenny, you're sticking with the crime theme, aren't you? And you picked a book about the queen of murder mystery, Agatha Christie, who's mentioned a lot in the Anthony Horowitz book, by the way. But this is 12 New Mysteries.
12 New Mysteries featuring Miss Marple. And Miss Marple's been around since 1927 and she's still solving mysteries today, but they have brought out 12 new mysteries written by contemporary crime fiction writers. So there's a dozen original short stories and they all feature Jane Marple, and it's going to open up Miss Marple to a new generation. Some of my favourite writers are on it: Leigh Bardot, Val McDiarmid, Kate Moss, Ruth Ware, and they're great little stories and they're nice short stories.
And are they written in the style?
They're written in the cozy read. And this whole thing of cozy crime, it always makes me laugh when there's a murder in a book like this. It's a cozy read, but something that I'd normally read like a horror or a science fiction, if there's a murder in that, it's called gruesome. However, this is a cozy read and it's an easy read, and people are starting to think about maybe bank holidays are coming up and holidays are coming up, so if you want something nice and short and easy, you can dip in and out.
That's a benefit out, yeah, there as well. Okay, so that is Marple, 12 New Mysteries. Now, One Day by David Nicholls, of course, huge hit again with the Netflix series, and he has his new book out, You Are Here, which I downloaded last night. How does it compare to the...
It's fantastic. I thought he was only chucking this book out because on the back
success
of... Yeah,
success. You were cynical about
it. Oh, I'm really cynical about reviews and everything else. So read the book and tell us about it. So it's the main characters are 42-year-old Michael Bradshaw. He's a geography teacher. He's separated for the last 18 months from his partner. He thinks he's going to get back together. He lives in hope. Then you have got 38-year-old Marnie. She's divorced. She's an editor. And they are invited to go hill walking up the Pennines and the lakes by their mutual friend Chloe, and Chloe brings along her teenage son. She also brings along Conrad, this gorgeous pharmacist, and Jess, a super fit outdoorsy type, are supposed to go on the walk as well. This is, I think it's better than One Day. I absolutely loved it. Each step on the journey as they go along, the book gets better and better. I didn't actually like the book at the start, but I really liked it. It's for all the hill walkers who have gone up the hill. Like, Michael is big into hill walking, loves the scenery. Oh, isn't this fabulous? Oh, the lakes. Oh, the outdoors. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. And Marnie is the opposite. She's like, just let's get up the hill and let's get back down again. Mm-hmm. You know, this is torture. But it's just, it's a cracker.
Did you read it or listen to it?
I listen to it.
Okay, because that's what I'm going to do as well. So I wanted to know.
But
if
I'd
you
say this
that.
Is a book you could read or listen to. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
So it's called You Are Here by David Nicholls, and it's just out. You'll see it in all the bestseller lists and in shops and your libraries around the country. Now, the next book, Jenny, you're saying this is popular word of mouth choice. I like the idea of that. But it's based in Berlin and it's about a chiropodist.
It's about a chiropodist. Now, word of mouth book. It won the Impact Award last year in 2023. And sometimes when I come across a book that's won a prize, I'm a little bit intimidated about it. It's called Marzan Man Amor by Katja Oskamp. And my book group were talking about it. And I said, a book about a chiropodist? Oh, no. But what it is Marzan Man Amor. Marzan is a district in East Berlin. And this book is part memoir, part collective history. The author was a writer who retrained as a chiropodist. And the book is a love letter to the residents, the older residents of Marzan. And we hear stories from the residents, and she has a very unique perspective. She's their chiropodist, and they're vulnerable. So she can see them at their most vulnerable. But there's no exploitation here. And the stories are tender, they're heartwarming, and they're very, very, very full of humanity. And you could devour it in one go or read it as a little short series of stories.
Okay, so Marzan Man Amor, and people are liking that. People are loving
it. It's really starting, as I said, it won the Impact Prize last year, but we're seeing the demand now, and book clubs particularly are looking for it this year.
Okay, so it's growing in popularity. We're going to go to Belfast next, Tracy. I read this recently and I absolutely loved it. Louise Kennedy's book, Trespasses.
I read it, I didn't listen to it, and I absolutely love it. This is a book for someone who has fallen out of love with reading and wants to get back into it. Great book. Set in Belfast, 1975, during the Troubles. The main character, Kushla, is a 24-year-old primary school teacher. And Kushla starts an affair with a Protestant married barrister called Michael. But you also get the story of Davy, her favourite student. He's only 7. He lives in a housing estate where they're the only Catholics. It's a fantastic book. Louise Kennedy. Anybody who reads this book will read Louise Kennedy's other books.
Just go out and get it. I can't recommend it highly enough. Now, I listened to it and I kept getting in trouble at home because, you know, when you've one headphone on and you pretend that you're working or something and you can't hear conversations and people are giving out to you. I couldn't stop. It is absolutely excellent. Takes you away into another world. And sure, that's what you want, isn't
I'm a slow reader, but I read this very fast.
Yeah, couldn't put it down. Couldn't stop listening to it. Now, big themes in the next book, Jenny, because slavery and racism, that's what we're looking at next. But this was picked by people in your book club,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, two of my book club members recommended it. It's called Horse by Geraldine Brooks. It's a long read, needs commitment. And I said, yeah, two people. One of the people who recommended me, she's a very empathetic person. She'd normally struggle with these themes, but she was managed to keep her head above water on this one. The book's about slavery and racism. It's set in the United States and it's based on the true story of a thoroughbred horse, Lexington, who became America's greatest stud sire. It's told from different perspectives. We start in 2019 with Theo, a black man in Washington, D.C., who's a magazine writer and a PhD candidate with a particular interest in equine and equestrian art. And then we meet Jess, who's a white woman working for the Smithsonian, who works with articulating skeletons. And then Jess and Theo meet. And it's funny because I didn't know what articulating skeletons was. And we just so recently happened to have a visit to the Natural History Museum, so I know all about it now. But they meet, and then the story takes us back to 1851, and we meet Jarrett, who is gifted with horses. And Jarrett is born into slavery. He's looking after a horse named Darley, who we later learn becomes Lexington. There's a lovely line from the book. He leaned into Darley's flank and felt the horse respond with a gentle acceptance. Only horses were honest in the end. It's a long read. The descriptions of science and art are amazing. And even if you've no interest in those topics, the book is open to them. But it's got very tough topics of slavery and historical and modern racism.
OK, but well worth sticking with it,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, Horse by Geraldine Brooks.
OK, so that's Jenny's pick. And now we are going for a bit of romance, Tracy. Go As a River by Shelley Reid. This was out last year.
This is a gem of a book. This was recommended by Kathleen White. And if anybody doesn't know Kathleen White, she's absolutely fantastic. Waterford Library customer. Fantastic. Great for the recommendations. But this is A Chance Encounter Can Change Your Life. It's a story about Victoria Nash, a young girl living on a peach farm in Colorado in the 1950s. By chance, she meets Wilson Moon on the street, an attractive stranger. who changes her life forever. It's a story of forbidden love, as the rest of the town want to run him out of the town. Mm-hmm. It's a special book. It's about, I suppose, women fending for themselves, women helping each other. But it's just, this is a gem of a book.
Well, your description screams holiday read.
Oh, holiday read. Oh, sure. Look, anything that we're talking about today is a holiday read, because holidays are all about reading something that you really, really enjoy. And we're giving you all the best books here. So, oh, it's fantastic.
Go as a River by Shelley Reid. And we're going to put up all of the books, by the way, the list on our website. They're not there yet, but they will be. That's rte.ie/todaycb. Marion Keyes, I mentioned her a little earlier on because she was in with Oliver, I think, last week. And this book is just, if you're looking for something that is top of the bestsellers lists, it's there everywhere. My Favourite Mistake.
My Favourite Mistake. And Marion's one of my favourite authors. And I listened to My Favourite Mistake. It's read by the author herself. So I felt like I was having a cosy cuppa or having a nice long
with
walk
Marian.
With Marion. And like the story of My Favourite Mistake, it's classic Marion Keyes. I like her style where she kind of goes back and forth between past events and drops little hints of things that are going to happen. We're back with the Walsh sisters again. Anyone who's read her books will know what I'm talking about. You don't have to have read any of her previous books to enjoy any of them. They can all be standalone.
Yeah.
And this book, My Favourite Mistake, it's got really lovely descriptions of small town Ireland and nice little quirkiness. So it's a lovely one to listen to, and listen to it when you're lying on the beach or taking a nice long walk with, like, go for a walk with Marion like I did.
Sounds great. My Favourite Mistake by Marion Keyes. Now, the new books that are out right now, Tracy, that people are getting excited about, just run us through them.
This is, I didn't read these now, full disclosure, Joe Spain, The Trial. This has been out since April 25th. Emily Henry, Funny Story, if you're looking for a great romance. And then the non-fiction, 12 Sheep by John Connell. And this is life lessons from a County Longford lambing season.
Oh, we know John well here.
Yeah, that's right. And Joe Spain, you can't go wrong with Joe Spain. But one book I do have to mention that it was totally not what I would usually read. And this is The House in Cerulean Sea by T.J. Clune. Now, it was published in 2020. We have a class as a young adult book, but it's actually young adults or adults. I really enjoyed it. It's magical, fun. You find the home in the strangest of places. I think we're running out of time. There you go.
You know what? We're going to come back to the young adult and the children's books. We'll do our own little item on that down the line. I know you want to mention the BorrowBox app, which is really important for people who want to do that thing where they've got a headphone in and they're in the house trying to get the jobs done.
The BorrowBox app is absolutely brilliant.
It's completely free. All you need is your library card and your membership number. Library membership is free. You can join online or you can go into any library in the country. They'll talk you through. BorrowBox, you can download to any phone, any tablet.
And you get your magazines.
And you get your magazines,
your
you get your newspapers,
your books.
Audio books, everything. Local papers, national, international ones. It's amazing.
And remember you're only 10 kg,
yep,
on suitcases. So you can download 5 books onto your app and away you go, and just all you have to bring your phone.
Happy
lie
days.
Back, see the sunshine. Oh wow.
Jenny and Tracy, thank you so much. We'll have
thank
you back
Claire.
In again soon, our Waterford librarian.